Helen Sear, Projected Interiors, Sitting Room, 1989.
My father was a surgeon, and he did a lot of facial reconstructive surgery, car crashes, and he used to take photographs of them as well. So there were these before and after shots. He had a little dark room down in the cellar of the house as well. So occasionally he'd show us these Kodachrome sort of slides, which they were at the time, which were rather disturbing on a Sunday lunchtime. But we had a very interesting case in today. Would you like to look at this slide? And, so, yes, I mean, I suppose I do remember this kind of the idea of the human body, in, as it were.
Did you ever see beauty in those images?
I think the saturation of the colour, particularly these kind of Kodachrome transparencies, I think, and the juxtaposition of the sort of red, the interior of the body, and the green gowns. And yes, I suppose, I think I've always taken, yes, I've always taken a lot of pictures, and I think probably didn't quite know what to do with them, and they somehow weren't pieces of artwork when I made them. I hadn't really thought of photography as being enough in its own right. I'd collect all my images and then reuse them again as projected light, perhaps onto some other kind of scenario, which I then photographed, so that they were sort of, they were tools in my production, in a sense.
I wanted to take you back now to 1991 and the British Council exhibition, Decomposition.
I was very much looking at magazines like World of Interiors and Habitat, and where photographs were presented as spaces of desire or places that you wanted to inhabit. So in a way, I was trying to change my own living space into something extraordinary, even though the actual subjects of those space were sort of dead rats and birds and open fridges. So there was a kind of, darkness to this interior space as well.